Please be seated. This story was presented to me a while back, and in light of our recent weather that came through here, it seems very apropos. You need to spot a bad weather as a reminder how important your roof actually is. We kind of take them for granted until it rains. The roof is the final covering. We talked about last week the ceiling, which does cover us within rooms, and there's space usually between a ceiling and a roof. But the roof is the ultimate final covering for any kind of building, any kind of structure. Over the weeks, we've been looking through the prophets. A little different take this week. We've been looking at the foundation of our faith, that reminder to get back to the basics through Isaiah, to focus on those essentials through Jeremiah, who also spoke of hope. And that was through the floor. The community is the walls in Nehemiah. A ceiling, hope for something better in the future. And now we're at the roof as we dedicate it all back to God, as this is Dedication Sunday. And a reminder, this is his house. And so the roof we see is important. But then just yesterday, I heard this funny anecdote, liked it so much, had to add it in, where someone is describing a football conference and spoke of a coach who had developed other coaches as his assistants over the years. They would come in, they'd have responsibilities, they would grow in their coaching ability, and then would later go out and coach other teams. This has happened before. Some coaches have deeper family trees than others, for whatever reason. And this one has a deep family tree. And now there are several of these major coaches. His protégés are now out there. And one person thought they were not being appropriately appreciative. And she said, well, they were just a bunch of stray cats that the coach took in and prepared. And now they're walking the front porch like they own it, forgetting who helped them along the way. Seeing a lack of gratitude and dedication to what had been given before. What struck me is that we're talking about gratitude and dedication today. This section of Deuteronomy is speaking to the people as they prepare to go into the new land. In time, we've kind of jumped back. I'm putting the mini-series of the scriptures on the... Well, we'll resume that in the new year. We're jumping back in before Isaiah. The people have been through the wilderness. They're fixing to go into the new land. It's sort of that pep talk, that reminder as they go in. And a reminder that it was God who brought you out of Egypt. The Lord has led you. Good question to ask is, what is your Egypt? That's in this specific case, this was a place of hardship for the people. What has been an Egypt in your life? Maybe it was a place of blessing that had turned sour. This was the case for the Hebrews. A person had spent 15 years in a community, had worked there, two different jobs, but had worked there, and it had ended for a variety of reasons on a bad note. And she said about the community, it's like fruit. It was sweet until it turned sour. Maybe you have a story like that. Maybe you, again, like a story of your Egypt and you needed to go to a new place. But I want to broaden the definition to giving any hard season, maybe of your own doing, or maybe something that was thrust upon you. What Egypt have you faced? What Egypts, as this church family may have faced? And God led the people out. He got them out of that place. But not only that, in Scripture it says he gave them a direction. It's not so much, I need to get out of this place. I need to have a place where I am going. What's next? It's not just getting out. Do you know where you're going to land when it's over? And he led them. He led them out and he gave them direction. And he protected them from danger. Provided for them water, food. Guided them along the way. And at times even humbled them to bring them to the best place. Sometimes when we eat humble pie, we get a lot of nutrients. Used even hard times of the journey to build them. And when it's all said and done, they're reminded, and don't say, once I'm here on Easy Street, it's all because of me. Don't believe your own press clippings. Or maybe this day in time you would say, don't believe your own YouTube channel. Don't get cocky. That will be the problem that the Hebrew people will face, getting cocky, besides bringing in worship practices from outside. He's telling them there, remember, and have gratitude. Paul is speaking to the Corinthians here, and they themselves have an interesting relationship. The church was one hot mess. And that is why he wrote 1 Corinthians. So said before, that's got the famous love chapter. He didn't write the love chapter because, hey, y'all got this down pat. It was because y'all got to learn how to love. Let me just spell it out. Which always, keeping that in mind, I always have a chuckle when I read that chapter. And then he came back and had a visit that did not go well. And wrote them another letter that has been lost. But then they got it. And so 2 Corinthians, which is really like a 3 Corinthians, that's the second one that we have, is that letter kind of, okay, we're coming around, we're coming together, and bring some advice in there and some reflections on his life. And in this section, he speaks about giving. He reminds them that you reap as you sow. We know the old saying, you get out of something what you put into something. When a person was asked, this person joined a new church and just said, are the people here friendly? And someone said, well, what about the church where you live in your other community? I thought they're pretty friendly. Then you're going to find friendly people here. You will find that here. Or I think of two families who had actually been members of the same church different times. One family in Columbus moved to that community, joined that church. One family had lived briefly in that community and had moved to Columbus and had joined our church at different times. But both had that coming and going, had that other church communicate connection with that other church. Do vastly different descriptions. Now, maybe there were other circumstances for one family when they had been there. Maybe they never really got time to put in the roots, never had time to make connections like you normally would, but just spoke, oh, it's so warm here in Columbus, it wasn't like there before. While the other family went there, got connected, got involved, the next thing you know, she's on a committee to find a new youth director. It seemed like the investing, and again, there might have been other circumstances that affected that, but one had really been able to invest in and then was able to get something out. He's reminding them, if you're all in, you will get something for it. And making it clear to the Corinthians that God is equipping, making it possible. This is through God's power and God's provision. From all of this, we can draw some takeaways. One is to remember the source of our blessing and to give thanks. I believe that giving thanks protects the heart, the spirit, the soul. Some of you may have heard about the custom, the practice of keeping a gratitude journal. The idea that when a person shared it, 5 good things will happen. And you write that down. During the end of the day, reflect on the day. Your morning person reflect on the day before, but write down five things. Now she said, now some days I say, am I breathing? Okay, that counts. And did I have some water to drink? Yes, okay, got number two. Maybe you've had some days like that. You know, I'm above the ground, I'm breathing, I've got water, I ate, okay, I'm good. Maybe you've had some days like that where those have been the good things, but regardless, remembering what she has and to be grateful. Gratitude. Being grateful for what has happened. Being grateful for those who have helped in big ways and small ways. Being grateful. The Lord spoke about the Hebrews going to a land and enjoying wells that they had not dug and orchards that they did not plant. To arrive there was not in reality the end of the journey. It simply signaled a new beginning. To complete the journey, yes, there was a time of dedication and to begin a new journey. A crew leader looks up at a new roof and thinks about the work and the delays and dealing with suppliers and the permits along the way. And is grateful, seeing all that has happened for it to come to pass. And then on to the next project. Completion is not the end of gratitude, it is the beginning, ultimately, of testimony. Today is Dedication Sunday. Some of you have made your pledges for the coming year. For some, this is when you will put it in with the offering plate. For others, you're still prayerfully saying, Lord, where are you leading me? Help me understand, Lord. Regardless, this is not about a finished product. It's about returning glory to God and saying, Lord, I'm trusting you for the coming year. This is about worship and witness and trust and control. Ultimately, this is a heart issue. When we trust God with resources, our Lord can make room for his peace to replace our pressure. Faith grows when we give up some of that control. And our giving tells the story of who we believe provides. And so for our takeaways, give thanks for every stage of growth. Keep gratitude as the covering over your heart, your home, your church. Dedicate every accomplishment back to God. And let just generosity be known as you share it, trusting God to provide, not just to bless, but also to provide. As always, keep gratitude as the covering, as the roof. If you haven't heard anything else, gratitude, gratitude. A steel worker was also a construction, also worked construction. Steel was the specialty, but worked construction sites. Entered a church. And he knows a good job when he sees it. And he had watched this and been part of the process. He was feeling the work of others, just feeling it, touching it, running his hands along the wall, double checking. And the worker says approvingly, it feels solid. And the pastor smiles and says, well, you built it. And the worker says, no, Jesus Christ built it. We just swung the hammers. A farmer finishes building his barn before the first frost. And the farmer writes a verse on the last beam, unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Today we complete a journey. We dedicate our offerings. We dedicate our hopes for the coming year. This is the time to put on the roof and to proceed. And trust Jesus for the year to come. In his name, amen.